Audio boo, audio boo, gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. Hey there, it's a Seder. Two boos in one day. This is a boo specifically for the lovely Auntie Vera Charles, the Vera Speaks for Real podcast. I was mentioning tonight on the Twitters that I don't drink, and she found it blasphemy, because she's a Stoli girl. And she asked why. She said, I know it's a personal question, but is it a choice or necessity? And I said, you know, I'm not ashamed. I'll tell the story, but I just can't explain it on Twitter because it's not enough. But an audio boo is perfect. When it comes down to it, I don't like the taste of most alcohol. Beer and wine, honest to God, and champagne, they disgust me. I just have never developed a taste for them. I think beer is awful. Just awful. And, you know, all my friends are drinkers. And, of course, being an actor, there's lots of drinkers. And, of course, being a podcaster, there's lots of drinkers. But I just never developed a taste for it. Also, both of my parents are recovered alcoholics. And I know that I carry the gene. And so it's very possible that had I a taste for alcohol, I could become an alcoholic myself. So, you know, I've considered myself kind of lucky that it skipped a generation. But the final piece of this puzzle is that when I was 10 years old, my brother committed suicide. And when he committed suicide, his blood alcohol was 1.2. Now, the blood alcohol in California for driving is 0.06. So his blood alcohol was twice the legal limit. Plus, they found marijuana and coke in his system. And I really think that while he was depressed, yes, I will grant that, the alcohol, the coke, and the marijuana all contributed to the choice of him to shoot himself. This is also why I don't do drugs. And it's very funny that a lot of people just freak out when they say, oh, you've never done drugs? No, I honestly never have done any drugs. Or not any illegal drugs, you know. And I'm very proud of myself for that. That I don't feel the need. Just mainly because I saw what happened to my brother and I really blamed the alcohol and the drugs for it. And so I made a choice not to do these things. As much of a degenerate as I am, I've just never found the desire to drink to excess and to do drugs. Now, I have gotten drunk a couple times. I will drink when there is a good reason, like a friend dying. I think that's a good reason to have a drink in their memory. A wedding, I think, is a good reason to have a toast and celebration. And a few times I found a couple drinks, a vodka sour. No, an amaretto sour, that's it. I like an amaretto sour. And I've recently had a lemon drop, and I liked that. But I really have to be able to not taste the alcohol at all. And I've got a very discerning alcohol taste limit. I can really taste it. When other people say, oh, I can't taste it, I can. And it just really turns me off. But there you go, Auntie Vera. That's my whole reasoning. And I hope it explains something about me. Until next time, this is a Seder. Catch you later. Gimme, gimme, gimme an audio boo. Gurgle.